Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to podcast 127 of the Simon Says Podcast. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, all that stuff wherever you can. Download, share it, listen to it occasionally. I mean, look.
Tell all your friends.
Yeah, look. I mean, I can't believe we're on 127. So the fact that we're still doing this is amazing.
We'll keep doing it until they tell us to stop.
We had an incident at the office, and I'm a little scared to check. The power was out. So yesterday evening through
Tuesday evening, we had some severe storms around here, some really severe, knocked down a lot of trees and
the power
all
always goes out here.
And so, yes, the power went off in the building. And so when we came in this morning, it was still off. And so it runs on a generator, but only certain things are powered by the generator in this big building. The important things like the studios.
Yeah, like our computers and stuff. But what's not powered is the refrigerator in the break room.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is that if I was at home, I would feel perfectly fine in going and throwing everything away. And I'm wondering.
So it was off for 12, 13.
Okay, look. Like when I opened
hours.
The door, because I didn't even think about it, I just came in here in a zombie haze this morning and just threw my lunch bag in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, when I opened the door, I realized, A, the light didn't come on, and two, it was hot.
It wasn't hot.
It was hot.
It wasn't cold.
It
like
wasn't
it's supposed
fridge cold.
Be. No.
So do you think, A, again, is my creamer okay? And two, should I throw everybody's stuff away?
Two, no. There's not that much in there anyway right now.
I know, but it's so much fun to clean the fridge.
But there's hardly anything in there.
I don't know. There's some mustard that's been in there for
a long
time.
Okay, throw away some mustard.
Talking smack.
Not the is it a bottle of mustard or is it just some packs?
I don't know. It just
looks
old.
Because don't throw away anybody's bottle.
What,
mustard
wait,
doesn't go bad anyway.
What about the, it looks like it used to be a Gatorade bottle, but it's the label's off of it, and it's a weird orangish liquid. And that
well,
freaks
that's
me out
their
too.
That's their worry. They know
I
what
don't
that
like
is.
It. I don't like it.
It's not a urine sample, is it?
I don't know. I don't. Listen,
well, then
man,
I really wouldn't want to touch it.
There is stuff that happens in this building sometimes. I would not put it by it. But
okay, here's what I would do. I would give it a week, and if there's anything in there that looks like someone's leftovers or something that actually would spoil, then maybe yes. But otherwise,
all
don't
right.
You dare touch my jar of peanut butter that's in there.
I won't touch your jar of peanut butter that you actually wrote your name on, by the way.
Because I didn't want anybody to steal it.
By the way, what is that? What's it called?
It's called Fatso. Our boss gave it to me, so I think he's trying to tell me something.
I thought it was, that's right. I saw that and I was like,
well,
what?
You know how he orders like anything and everything off of the internet.
Is that where you got
and,
it though?
Yeah, he ordered these two jars of this salted caramel natural peanut butter.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And he gave me one jar to try, and I was like, you know, this is pretty good. And so I'll eat that for my breakfast on like some toast. Well, then after I finished the first jar, then he's like, yeah, I'm not going to eat this. Here you go. So now I'm on my second jar of it.
Okay. So at least there was context when he gave it to you. It wasn't just like, hey, here.
Yeah. It wasn't, you need this. It was just,
that would be one of those ones where you're like, thanks, I guess.
Exactly. But it's actually good. So I'm not
So it is
argue.
Good?
Yeah.
Because he's
like
brought
it.
In stuff before. Like, well, he listens to this, so he's going to hear it. He's brought in those chicken skins before, those fried chicken skins. Those are not delicious.
He's got a thing for those, but it just, so I do love actual fried chicken skin, like when you make fried chicken. So you'd think that that'd be like, hey, but they're just really greasy.
Now, I will say this. Yes, they are. They have a high grease taste. I will, again, because I know he listens to this, I will say that how much I appreciated when he brought in a giant bag of discontinued Skittles that I proceeded to just blast.
You through. Ate all of those. Wow.
I didn't realize how much I love Skittles. So
anyway, but
creamers,
no, I don't think you need, I think.
I'm not allowed to throw at other people's stuff until
look,
there, it actually
there's
looks suspect.
There's an easy way to find out if your creamer is spoiled.
Drink it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll taste funny, and then you'll be
okay.
I don't
know, I'm weird like that, though.
It won't kill you.
I know, but if it's in my head.
Well, see, I'm with you on that. Once I've got it in my head that even if, let's say, the milk says that it should be out of date, but it doesn't smell funky, I start thinking, I don't think I want to eat that. I don't think I want to drink that. I do that with stuff all the time.
That is one of my least favorite things in the world, by the way, speaking of the milk, is the sniff test on the milk. Because it's like, it's almost like you're waiting. Like sometimes you do the shake test and you can tell right away.
Mm.
But if it's kind of ambiguous and you have to do the smell, like I'm just so terrified because back when I work in kitchens, they would ask, you know, we would have to smell test stuff every once in a while. And every once in a while you found something that had hidden away.
Oh.
And it was just like, oh,
yeah.
God.
With milk, usually I won't leave it in there too long. So that one doesn't usually happen because if it's past a certain point, you don't have to smell it.
No, yeah.
But you got to dump it still.
So the other day I mentioned on the air about how over the weekend, my wife and I were out driving around and we were leaving a shopping plaza off of Gate City Boulevard in Greensboro. And she goes, oh my God, there's a dog running around. And I'm kind of conditioned that anytime I see a loose dog, like I try to react and I try to do something, but a lot of times I don't always have the opportunity to stop and see what's up.
Right.
And since it was an extra set of eyes, you know, we kind of had the ability to kind of check it out. And so we stopped and I got out and real quick realized, because there were some guys nearby, but it didn't look like the dogs were with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a shepherd mix. And a little tiny, like a Pomeranian little looking thing.
Okay.
And so I thought about it after the fact. I'm like, I guess walking up to stray dogs is probably not the best move. But, you know, I'm fairly pet savvy. So, I mean, especially with dogs. Like, I walked up slow and I gauged the reaction.
Right. And you can usually tell right away if they're going to be friendly or not.
Well, and that was the thing. So they both kind of were like, hey, what's up? Playboy, how you doing? And the shepherd even, it was a girl, and she laid down and like she even did the belly. So I was like, okay,
belly.
So we're good. But they're both panting like crazy, and you know it was super hot and trying to figure out. So we're seeing like kind of people looking around, and so we kind of ask, you know, like does anyone? And there was a pretty heavy language barrier where we were, but you know, found a couple of people who were like, I don't know, and.
They've been running around here.
Yeah, someone was like, they've been around since this morning or whatever. So my wife and I then had this big, I went and got some bottles of water and we were like, I was trying to give the dog some water and stuff. And so we're kind of talking back and forth and had a real, you know, it was a crazy one of those real dilemma. Like, what do you do? So we knew that we couldn't take them back to our house because we have our three dogs and it would already be, like they're a mess on their own. So to try to introduce two randos into the mix, it wouldn't go well. And so it became this kind of back and forth is like, do you take it to the shelter where I will say this. I'll say this right now. Guilford County Animal Shelter is amazing. they've got their new location now.
Yeah.
And they were super nice. But we were trying to decide, like, what do we do? Because, you know, do you let them stay out there and just kind of live there? You're living your hobo life.
And they could have belonged to someone in a nearby neighborhood who, like, some people, their dog gets out or they let them run or whatever, even if they're not supposed to.
Yeah. Neither had collars.
But they might have belonged to someone nearby.
So, but that was part of it. So then we're worried about, because the problem is that, like, the animal shelters are so overcrowded right now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And it's nothing. That's not any, what they do is amazing.
It's not their fault.
No, it's people. Oh, God, I don't want to.
Yeah, we're not going to get on that. Let's not get on that trek.
Anywho,
so what did you do?
So we ended up, it turns out that they are open. They were open, even though it was on the weekend. And so we rounded them up and got these two dogs. And sadly, the poor Pomeranian we thought it might have been mange, but it was just like a bad skin reaction, itchy skin due to, like, fleas.
Oh, poor guy.
So this poor guy was so itchy. The other one was obviously just hot. So we got them in the car, drool and hair everywhere. My wife just got her car back, by the way. took them over to the shelter, talked to the people there. They're like, well, bring them in and we'll check for chips. So they got the wand out, did the Pomeranian, no luck, but hit one right away on the shepherd. But this was the thing that was kind of frustrating was, so they're like, we can tell where the person, where it was registered, where they live. And it actually turns out that they live near that plaza. But everything was private. Like, the address was marked as private.
So yeah.
They couldn't just give us the address to take it back to them. Mm. And then they tried to call the numbers on file and no luck. They were discontinued or disconnected. So they're like, what we'll do is we'll send somebody out there, you know, like someone from animal control will go out and say, hey, you know, we think we have your dog, that kind of thing, which I thought was really cool. That they would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to check back in and make sure. But we were saying, you know, like, what's going to happen? Are they going to help out? Like, especially the Pomeranian, who was just so itchy. And they're like, we'll make sure we'll start to treat it. And she's like, honestly, if either of these dogs don't have owners, you know, for some reason, especially this Pomeranian, it'll get adopted like that because it's a little dog. And so we're keeping an eye on them. You know, we were talking back and forth whether or not we had two new members in the family. And we both decided that that's probably not the best move for us right now. But, you know, I want to say again, like, the woman working, and I wish I had caught her name, but the woman working over at the Guilford County Animal Shelter was so nice and, like, so, like, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll make sure that they get help and this and that. And it's like, I love dogs.
Yeah.
And it's so hard because you know what it's like over there. And
yeah,
it's like,
and you're just worried that, you know, what if no one claims them? What if no one adopts them and that you feel bad? But, you know, you can't take on all the dogs.
I know. Well, we were joking because we even said it on the air about, you know, I've got my backup bonus Roomba. But I mean, that the shepherd, it was like balls of long white hair.
Oh, yeah.
Up. Like, I was trying to pet her and chill her out.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can make other dogs out of how much they shed. I used to have a couple, actually.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
And on a side note, it was funny, too, when we got home. I love how our dogs reacted to us because they were like, where have you been?
Cheaters.
you dirty, dirty. What have you been up to?
Exactly.
Who have you been with? But yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, that was I'm glad we did what we did.
Mm-hmm.
I felt better about it. It just was hard because it's like, it, you know, it's that thought. It's like, am I taking them for certain doom? But it's like, you can't think about that. It was more important that they get inside and somewhere where someone could try to help them and not just be running around in the street. But
holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yes. Again. So you guys spent your 4th of July weekend being heroes.
Well, I didn't want to use that word, but I mean, now that you've used it, yes. There was some heroism.
Yeah,
we had a
great weekend up, but we had an incident that happened that was super scary, super terrifying. Thankfully, everyone is okay, but
was it fireworks related?
It was not. We were watching fireworks before this happened. So here's the thing. We have a boat and we go down to High Rock Lake.
We have lots and lots of friends
down there. We usually spend most of our weekends during the summer at High Rock Lake. And I myself have been in a boating, my family had a boat from the time I was, before I was born, actually. So been on boats my whole life. I know boating safety. I know, you know, etiquette and all the
things. You're not just one of those people who just kind of every once in a while you get on somebody's boat. You've actually lived the lifestyle.
I know. I learned lots and lots from my dad about all those things. And my boyfriend as well has been on boats his whole life. He knows these things and, you know, whatever. So we are very careful people when we're on the lake. So it was Saturday night and we were watching fireworks. And when you watch fireworks from the lake, you know, people sit on their boats. You all, you know, maybe tie up to each other or whatever, but you just sit there and you
watch. That's really cool. I've never got to do that.
It is really neat. So you watch the fireworks, ooh, ah at them. And then when they are finished, then everyone slowly puts away and goes home to your place, wherever, to your dock and all that. But one of the main rules about being on the lake at night is A, make sure you have all your navigation lights on.
Right.
And B, you never just take off because you can't see. You don't have headlights. So we had just untied from our friends and they were puttering away and we were kind of adjusting our things and getting ready to sit down. There were five of us on the boat. And when the last guy had just sat down and we just started to go and bam, bam. And you understand when something hits you, you are just completely.
So, could you tell right away that something hit you and it wasn't that you had hit something? You know what I mean? Like, or was it just kind of like you just felt too big, you know, like a big impact?
It was a big impact, but because it was from behind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We knew that, like, your first thought is, yeah, what did we hit? But then you're like, wait, that was behind us.
Yeah, and we're going forward. How did we back?
Yeah,
we
can, all these things are, you know, running through your head very quickly at the time. And so what had happened was.
What happened was.
Exactly. A speedboat decided to just take off. And when speedboats take off, the nose goes up in the air a bit before you hit your speed. And then you
level out. Yeah.
And we think they just took off and could not see us because their nose was up in the air and almost ran us over.
So when you say ran you over, so the way, where did they hit you? So like if you're looking, if I'm looking towards the front of the boat.
Okay, let's. If you're standing behind the boat,
you're
standing at the back of the boat, they hit on the back left corner and then kind of skidded off out to the left.
So, but it did kind of come up onto yours and then...
Well, what we... So because my boyfriend was driving the boat, he's over on the right side.
Yeah.
The rest of us were sitting on the left side.
Oh, God.
So he's on the right side. So when that hit, he looked over to his left and he could see the bottom of this other boat.
Gotcha.
So it's like skidded up, kind of tilted over as it came up out of the water. So it hit and ran up over our back compartment that's on the back of our boat, ran up over that and hit our tower where the surf rack is.
Okay.
So you have to be up out of the water to hit that. It's sits up, you know, two, 3 feet above the base of the boat.
So then it kind of ran up on that up to the top and then skimmed off and then peeled kind of back away.
Yeah.
So, but luckily it didn't get to the point where like the motor would have been
The whole boat did not go over the corner of our boat.
Yeah, but still, yeah.
But enough of it did. And there was a person sitting right in that corner. So, you know, 3 feet away from the back of the boat.
Did anybody get hit by the other boat?
No one got actually hit by the boat. We had paint chips from that boat. The girl that was sitting in that corner, she actually had pieces of fiberglass.
Oh, so like pieces of their boat.
So pieces of their boat came off.
Really?
And she's had it in her shirt, in her hair.
Yeah.
And there were pieces of fiberglass and stuff everywhere. So here's what happened. So they hit the back, they skid up, they hit the surf tower and kind of bounce off out to the left. And they land and they looked back at us and then took off.
And they gunned it. Could you?
Gunned it.
So did you get a look at who was in the boat? Like, could you tell? Or
we know
you?
There were two younger males that were in the boat. We don't know.
Which sounds
exactly.
Like, yeah.
You know, we're probably thinking, you know, 20s-ish.
Which sounds exactly like someone in their young, like.
Right.
Early 20s.
Something that they would do.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we just hit a boat, gun it,
yeah.
Get the heck out of here, whatevs, which is not the thing to do, people. Hello?
No.
I mean, because they didn't stop to make sure we were okay. They didn't stop to make sure to see what kind of damage we had.
No, yeah.
And so when they took off, we tried to take off. We took off after them. We hollered at our friends to take off after them. But then we started talking amongst ourselves and we didn't know what kind of damage we had. So we were afraid to keep going. For fear that there was a hole in our boat.
Yeah.
And so.
Which is crazy because, you know, I get that response of like, go get them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, because adrenaline then kicks in, I bet. And I bet your boyfriend was fired up.
Oh my gosh. You don't even.
Yeah.
Those people are probably between him and the other guy that was on our boat. They're really, really lucky we didn't find them.
No, I got that.
But so we ended up going back to the dock instead of taking off after them. But what they did when they sped away, they turned all their lights off, which is so dangerous besides speeding like that at night. And they passed other boats of friends that we knew who they didn't know we'd been hit, but they were like, dude, what are you doing? Oh my gosh, turn your lights on. They're like screaming at them to turn their lights on because they're being idiots.
Yeah.
And
all they know is just some dummies driving with their lights off real fast. Got it. Yeah.
So thankfully, we don't have major damage to the boat. It ripped.
Well, first of all,
And yeah, all the people are okay.
Everybody's cool.
Yeah, that's the very first thing. Yeah. The first thing is that everyone is okay.
Because that is crazy.
No one was
hurt. The fact that you guys were sitting in on that left side.
I don't like to stop and think about how close we came to a real tragedy.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
And that's hard with anything. And that goes with your situation, with anyone out driving. If there's a near call, a near miss or something like that, you've got to just, it didn't. And so that's number one.
We are all okay. Happen. Yeah. There is not any major damage to the boat.
That's good.
And we actually, some wildlife officers from the High Rock Lake area have gotten in contact with us, and they're on the lookout for these guys. So,
well, and I have to imagine too. You go there all the time, and then I'm sure you have a lot of friends who go there all the time. So, if anyone's,
everyone's on the lookout for them, but we feel like they have some damage. So, because of, the pieces of their boat that are on our boat. And so we think they must have pulled the boat out of the water very quickly. And so that makes it a little harder because they're not just out there cruising around.
Well, God, if you think about it too, if it was the bottom of their boat that hit yours versus yours skimmed the top, it would be possible hull damage. Yeah. So that, they probably would have had to get it out of the water.
Personally, I hope they sink, but.
Oh, obviously. karma.
Anyway, but I also hope they get caught because they're going to have some major charges.
And that's crazy because going out on a boat, people don't think about it. It's like a big open lake. It's like,
we've got all this room. We can just do whatever.
My brother-in-law, he built a boat and we went out on it. We were up in New Hampshire. And it's, obviously there's so many things, you forget that there's more than just dropping a boat in the water and tooling around.
And there's the problem. One of the big problems that we've always kind of had with, I love boating. It's my happy place. It's, like I said, grew up doing it and everything else. But you, at this point in time, you don't have to go through a training course to get a boat. Anybody can get out there on a boat and just go, here you go, let's go. And jet skis too. Anybody just gets on them out there and they don't know the rules of the lake and to look out for things. You've just got to really, really, really pay attention and don't involve alcohol with driving.
Well, what's so funny too is that that's totally that's going through the car process with the kids, them getting their licenses and whatnot. It's like you tell them, I'm not as worried about you. I just want you to be aware of everybody.
Yeah.
Your head's
really
got to be on a swivel. The other day, we were at a stoplight. It's like the light turned green and then a car flew through the intersection.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I'm luckily.
And kids are so oblivious to everything that it's hard for them to pay that much attention.
Well, so. If you need any, tell your boyfriend if he needs any help fixing the boat. I have watched some YouTube videos about fiberglass repair.
Just sit by your phone. It'll be good.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Oh, let him know, too, when it's up and running. So the other thing, the whole reason why I went over to by where the dogs were was to get something. I was trying to get up one of those detailing kits to detail my paint in my car.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm trying to sell one of my older car.
Yeah.
And it had water spots. So instead of paying, I got a quote for $600 to get the car.
$600?
Yeah. So I, of course, I'm like, thanks, YouTube. Let's do this.
For a 1929 Jetta?
No. Yeah. So I bought this buffer and all the pads and the compounds. So they sell a compound specifically for marina for boats. So once I get it, first of all, I got the water spots out. Unfortunately, now I have a black car covered in swirls. I swirled the clear coat.
Oh, no.
But I'm like, baby steps, I'm getting it. So
let him know
if he wants a real swirly.
Right before the weekend, I spent 3 hours cleaning all the seats. And so one of the covers of the back compartment got ripped because of this accident. And I'm like, I just cleaned that.
Yeah, I understand. Well, again, I'm just offering my services. I like to think that I practice makes perfect.
Appreciate
that. I'm like the little baby tattoo artist who needs people to let him tattoo on them. It won't be the best, but it'll be free.
Yeah.
It might be a little janky.
Just sit by your phone. It'll be fine.
So what were you saying? Well, glad you guys are okay. Sorry about your boat. Hopefully they get caught and burn in hell. what were you saying about there was a new TikTok trend?
Okay,
God forbid there's not a day where there's not another TikTok trend.
I know, but this one is really upsetting parents because...
Oh, why now?
So you know the hot movie of the July 4th weekend was Despicable Me, The Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Oh, yeah. Was it? I mean, yeah, it I'm was, not trying to be. I
no,
swear.
It was the number one movie of the weekend.
Oh, okay.
However, there's this trend of the gentle minions that is upsetting the parents. What it is, it's a group of young men who are like teenagers, preteens, whatever.
Yeah.
They get all dressed up, which normally I'm all about some teenagers dressing up because they don't do that very much.
Uh-huh.
They get all dressed up in their suits and they all go walking in together and they make Gru gestures, like when he does his little finger thing with his fingers together.
His finger pyramid or whatever.
And,
yeah.
And they bring bananas because of the minions. Banana. Have you not ever seen?
I know I've seen. Minions? I know now. I'm trying to follow like how this works.
So they're walking in. They're all dressed in their suits.
Yeah,
they've got little bananas. They're acting like Gru, and they hoot and holler and cheer through the whole movie.
Oh God!
And make minion noises and applaud and basically have their own little Rocky Horror Picture Show
with the minion
with
movie.
The minion movie. And,
oh my God!
And parents who have brought their little kids to see it are very upset by this.
Well. Which is, I get it. Mm. But at the same time, if you've ever taken kids to a movie, I'm sure the kids think it's great.
They might. They probably think it's hilarious.
Like, are we yelling along? Like, did I? Like, if you start yelling banana, like,
then a 4-year-old's gonna be like, yeah, banana!
Like, it'd be one thing if they were walking into Top Gun.
Well, there was one incident that I heard of where they not just each brought a banana, but they brought a whole trash can full of bananas.
And we're throwing them or just
possibly, yeah.
Oh, you don't throw bananas. That can hurt.
No. But
unless they're real rotten.
I'm not mad at this. There are much worse things that teenage boys could be doing.
True.
And they're getting dressed up.
Yeah.
But
and I mean,
maybe they should have their own gentle minion showings at the theater that they're only allowed into those.
So it's called, now I'm curious. About gentle minion.
Gentle Minions.
Gentle Minions.
Hashtag Gentle Minions. Look it up on TikTok.
So is there a way I could turn that into something with Top Gun? Because like...
Oh, my friends did that with Top Gun where a big group of them came in wearing aviators and mustaches.
Oh,
and it was fantastic.
I saw somebody who was like, you know, they did their video and they're like, I have not wanted a mustache more in my life than after watching that movie. Like, Miles Teller's mustache
You've
was fantastic.
You've got a mustache. All you got to do is get rid of the rest.
It's connected to the rest. And the problem is when I just have the mustache, I look like a lunatic.
Well, but...
Oh!
No.
Yeah,
just
no,
look, I'm telling you. Just the mustache, get some aviators,
no,
boom, you're
because
in.
I'm bald, and it looks extra creepy on bald guys.
Nah.
I'm telling you, bald with a mustache is not a good look.
I think you make yourself creepy.
True.
There's a way to pull it off, and there's a way to be creepy.
Did I tell you, by the way, that my daughter is now spotting me in the wild?
Oh, she's looking for Maddie's?
Yeah, she sent me a Maddie.
I love it.
She sent me one, and then I sent her one back. I was watching, there's a new, Chris Pratt's got a new show on Prime called The Terminalist.
Yeah.
And I'm in that at one point.
For those of you who don't know, Maddie has this look. He's a bald guy with a dark beard and glasses. And we've realized that Maddie is everywhere. Everywhere you go, you can probably spot a Maddie.
I have a very common look.
Yeah. If you're looking for them, you can spot a Maddie.
Yeah. So my daughter sent me a picture. She's like, is this you, Dad? And it was, I don't know if it was in the wild or it was on something she saw. But yeah, it was a me. And so, yeah, so I sent her one back. But yeah, I've done the mustache before. My problem is also cutting it so it looks right. And then you got to be real careful because if you cut the edges wrong,
oh, then
you start
done.
Squaring
then
things off.
Then you got to start over.
Yeah. The Charlie Chaplin is a tough look to pull off, if you know what I mean.
Not these days.
It's a real inappropriate mustache.
Don't do it these days. No. You go to a barber.
Are you going to go?
Time.
Are you going to go see Thor? That opens this weekend.
Well, you know, I would say that, but I still haven't seen Top Gun. So
wait, I thought you saw it.
No, we
oh, no,
tried.
You went to go see it and it didn't.
We
work.
Tried and it failed miserably.
Oh my God!
And so we still haven't.
Are you
gone.
Serious?
No, we've been busy.
You were more excited than I was.
I know. I still want. I'm about to have to go without my man. I think.
Look, I'm just saying
because
I will go again. I just to hear My favorite part of that entire movie was because we've talked about the fact that my wife did not want to go, and then I tricked her into it by accident. She got bamboozled, which is our new favorite saying. But throughout the entire movie, when something would happen, I would lean over and whisper, "Danger zone," you have to danger zone him. You have to make him go.
Well, I want him to go. I've been trying. It's just cool. We have had a lot of things going on, and it just, you know.
Did you see that Tom Cruise is poised to make like $90 million off that thing right now?
Yeah. Well, it's made over $1 billion, and they haven't even shown it in China, and that's one of the biggest markets.
$90 million.
I need him to take me, or I'm gonna have to call up one of my girlfriends to go.
If you need to sell a girlfriend, there is a beach scene. Like they stay to the formula. So shirts
you know
are
what?
Off.
Speaking about that, when we went back and we watched the original one not long ago, it was on, and I was like, that beach scene is much shorter than I remembered. Then I thought it's actually a very short scene.
It is very short.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was rewatching and rewinding.
Well, not this time.
No. Well, yeah, right. Did you also notice that Tom Cruise is playing volleyball in jeans on the beach?
Yeah, he's the only one in jeans. Everybody else is wearing shorts. He's wearing jeans, which, yeah.
And then he goes over to Kelly McGillis's house, and he's like, I'm going to shower. I need a shower. She's like, no, I'm hungry. So he's just sweaty and sandy. And
imagine how much sand is up those jeans.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, why would you play volleyball in jeans?
I have no idea.
Everybody else came.
Just cut them off like everyone else did.
Well, everybody else seemed to come appropriately dressed for this volleyball tournament. Yeah. I don't know why Tom Cruise is like.
And then, what's his name? Anthony Edwards?
Goose.
He's the only one wearing a shirt.
Look, man, don't hate on that. It's okay.
They're in Top Gun. They're all fit. They better be.
Look, he had the dad bod before it was a thing.
No.
Goose bod.
Not when you're in Top Gun. That's not even allowed.
All right.
Anyway, so no, I have not.
You have to go feel the need for speed. You have to go.
But I do want to see Thor as well.
I do really want to see Thor. I'm torn because
there's a naked Thor scene in that, sort of ish.
Doesn't show his butt.
Thor butt.
I don't need to see. Look, I've already seen enough. Just shots of Chris Hemsworth. Talk about body issues. God, that man is ridiculous.
He's ridiculous.
I don't want to say that was a spoiler. I was going to say Hopper and...
Well, he's in prison.
Yeah.
He ate gruel.
Gruel and moldy bread.
And other crap for...
But even he was cut. I was like, oh my God.
Well, but he was in prison and he was working on the railroad and fighting the Gorgons and things. So
I got to hit the gym harder. I got to get my action movie star body and shit.
Yeah, good luck with that.
All right. Well, the moral of this show is going to do it for us. But, you know, help all the animals...
Boating safety.
Boating safety. And if anyone hears this and knows anybody who was on High Rock Lake over 4th of July who suddenly has boat damage, let us know.
Please give us a call, 373-0987.
All right, we will talk to you all next week. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast.
Okay, bye-bye.
Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.